well done, Alan. That was some team performance, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the complete performance, Liam. You know, we've had it in patches throughout the game, and I think today we really brought it. The Anne's had a good start, to be fair, but look, they're a great team. They're there for a reason. You know, this year they proved that they're more than a 2-3-4 man team. They have a solid 15, but we trusted ourselves, we trusted the matchups, and we knew that if we played to our game that, you know, we'd be there or thereabouts. And I think we just blitzed them with the goals, and to be fair, we kept going, we kept working, we pieced it together for 60 minutes consistently.
Yeah, they were shell-shocked. You scored the 3 goals in 5 minutes.
Yeah, we knew there's no answer to running hard at pace, running with intent. That's what we talked about. Whatever we do with intent, run hard off the shoulder. And we've a great middle eight in particular that can run hard off the shoulder. There's no answer to that.
And Skippy and the lads did a fine job with you, didn't they? You know, you were very calm, even though St. Anne's probably arguably started a little bit better.
Oh yeah, look, the management team have been brilliant at every level throughout the year. The tactical side of things, the mental side of things, physical side of things, even the trainer there, Neil O'Loughlin. There hasn't been a stone left unturned, and we just knew as players that, in a way, we owed it to them as well. They were there 21 years ago. They have regrets over county finals, and we just said to ourselves that we had to go out and do the hurling today. They couldn't do much more than what they've done.
The three boys up front, Lenny, Oisín and Ricky, were on fire, weren't they?
Absolutely. Look, you know what them lads are.
They're so fast, aren't they?
Brilliant, brilliant. They have the pedigree in other sports. They've been there. They're big game players. And we've a lot of those, thank God. But the lads worked tirelessly, and that's probably been a difference in some of the other years. Everyone knew their role. Everyone knew that no matter what your role was, hard work was a central part of it.
It's some achievement for the county senior football champions, which you still are, to turn around and win the senior hurling the next year.
Absolutely.
And still nothing to say. You couldn't won't defend that football title. Yeah. Sure, you'll go all out for it now. Oh, basically, yeah. The same players, isn't it?
Yeah, look, we'll enjoy this week. We have a weekend off, as far as I know, and then we're into the group stage of the football. We'll see the Anne's and that as well. And look, we'll go into that prepared. Everyone's really enjoying their hurling at the moment, and everyone's really enjoying the group there is a really tight bond knit between us. So I'm sure when the football comes around, once we get our heads around this week, we'll give it a good rattle and we'll push on again.
How did you approach this week, Alan? Was there a calmness?
To be honest, it was very calm. You know, there was a bit of a buzz around town, and we try to keep out of that side of things. We've been there with the football even as close as last year and other things, and you can get caught up in that a bit as players. So I know personally I try to very much keep the head down, and you know, it's only really this week now and today and this evening you sit back and you take it in, and just seeing the amount of people here, that what it means to them and what it means to the town. And
after 43 years
is a crazy length of time, you know. Hopefully we won't have to wait that long again. There's no reason we can't. We have a good bunch there, a good bunch of young lads involved there as well. So we'll worry about that next year. But for the time being, Liam, look, we're delighted.
Congratulations.
Thanks very much, Liam. Thanks, Thank you.